Vatican officials have responded to parishioners' concern about the church's mishandling of a decades-long sexual abuse scandal, but will transferring the most alluring Catholic children to another church be enough? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Stay with us. Vatican leaders are under fire for what many are calling their ineffectual, soft-handed response to charges of mass sexual abuse within the Catholic Church, but change may be on the way. In a press conference yesterday, Vatican spokesperson Matteo Bruni laid out a radical new plan to remove thousands of alluring at-risk children from their home churches.
We take all allegations of abuse extremely seriously, which is why beginning earlier this month, we have started rounding up our sexiest choir boys and most fuckable first communicants and began the process of transferring their young, hard bodies to other parishes, far away from any priest who would be tempted to act on his primal urges.
Here with the details is OPR reporter Marcy Hammond. Hello, Marcy.
Hi, Leslie.
So these allegations go back decades. Why is the Catholic Church doing this now?
Well, Bruni acknowledged the church did know about the abuse, but believes this step will allow the community to put all the horrible trauma in the past once and for all. And I spoke with several priests who believe removing the preteens is an important first step toward finally beginning to heal from it all.
Yes, I feel much safer now that the children are gone. As a man of God, I need to be able to follow His word without the fear of those CCD cuties tempting me with their virgin flesh.
So a positive response from priests, but how are parishioners responding?
Not quite as optimistic. The overall feeling I got from congregants is that these actions are simply not enough and just a temporary band-aid solution at best. Sure, it's a start, but it has left many of them wondering, what will the church do a few years from now when there's a whole new batch of hunky altar boys tempting their pastors?
Looks like church leaders will need to do more to win back the trust of their flock. OPR's Marcy Hammond reporting. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you.
Exclusive audio just obtained by OPR may shed light on the alarming trend of North American birds rapidly disappearing over the past decades. Recorded in the attic of Audubon Society President David Yarnold, the tape appears to reveal the conservationist spending his mornings feeding nearly 2.9 billion birds in his home that were previously thought missing by avian researchers.
Good morning! How are my precious angels doing today? Oh my goodness, you all look so very hungry. Who wants some breadcrumbs?
For more, I'm joined by OPR correspondent Loretta Cook. Hi, Loretta.
Hello.
So these recordings, troubling to say the least.
Yeah, in them we hear the Audubon Society president going about what is apparently his daily routine of feeding, cleaning, and tending to what expert audio analysis suggests are nearly 3 billion birds stowed in his attic.
Loretta, let me ask you right away, how does this look for Yarnold?
To put it bluntly, not good. His organization's mission is to conserve and protect birds for the benefit of humanity. Meanwhile, Yarnold is depriving Americans of access to 700,000 ruby-throated hummingbirds by keeping them in his attic. And that's not even taking into account the nearly 3 million crows, pigeons, and sparrows reportedly nesting in his rafters.
It's so nice to have you all to myself. And here's a little treat of herring for Mr. Pebble the Pelican, and some shrimp for Miss Flamingo over here. Oh my, you're all in such a happy mood. Come over here, Sherbert O'Donohue. Let me stroke your gorgeous feathers.
It's really shocking stuff.
Absolutely. I spoke with Yarnold's landlord, Kevin Finnegan, who first became suspicious after getting complaints from neighbors about a deafening amount of squawking and cawing coming from Yarnold's residence.
Well, as you can hear, we're about 2 blocks away and these birds are pretty loud, so I definitely had suspicions myself. Plus, he had a few thousand hoses rigged up into his attic. I guess those are for keeping the ducks he's got up there refreshed.
And have you spoken with him?
Well, yeah, but he kept trying to convince me that he just has one cockatoo up there. I'm like, then why are you shoveling a couple thousand tons of bird crap every day?
Interesting. So, Loretta, has anyone taken action to get the birds out of there?
Well, unfortunately, Yarnold hasn't been unlocking his door for concerned conservationists, who have urged that taking almost 3 billion birds out of the ecosystem has devastating environmental impacts. But they aren't the only ones who are taking issue with Yarnold's actions.
Look, this guy's obviously nuts. These birds are clearly all he has, but if he's going to have all these pets, he's got to pay the $50 deposit.
Well, let's hope for a speedy resolution to that situation. Loretta, thank you.
Thank you.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
we were on this mission together, and we were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
There's news you want to know today and news you need to know today. These are the second one. Advocacy groups are urging the NCAA to take extra precautions with this year's men's basketball tournament amid the coronavirus outbreak, and are even urging NCAA officials to hold March Madness games without any Duke fans present. In global news, the city of Dubai has begun construction on the world's tallest mountain. They're hoping to finally top Mount Everest, which Nepal successfully built 29,000 feet high in 1992. And finally, a quick announcement to the OPR office. I'm not sure how this became a thing, but if everyone would please stop leaving their dirty dishes on my desk at the end of the day, I'd really appreciate it. Not only is it gross, but it also takes me a long time to clean up, so knock it off. That's it for The Topical. I'm Leslie Price. Join us tomorrow for the inspiring true story of a man who paid off an entire town's school lunch debts. Also, that 300 elementary schoolers would owe him one. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.